This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio today, very excited, I believe first-time guests as well, 10 years doing this, I forget some of the folks who've joined us over all these years, but I want to say our friends and first-time guests, we have Pamela Hogard from the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging, and Bree Shalito from Ent Credit Union. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Greg.
Thank you for having us.
You know, we have a lot to cover today and some exciting information and about really an exciting series of educational opportunities for our community here. But before we do that, I always like to give the opportunity for our guests, you know, take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really, you know, what sparked your passion for doing what it is you do today. Pamela, if you want to kick it off.
You bet. You bet. I've been with the Area Agency on Aging for several years. And it actually wasn't until about 10, 12 years ago when we had a strategic meeting for our Area Agency on Aging that we really began to look at what the future holds, actually, for those who are anywhere from 50 to 64 years old, and particularly the baby boomers that were coming onto the horizon. And so after that meeting, some of the staff got together and decided to look at what would it be like if we put together a series that would help people look at what they're stepping into, whether it's housing, caregiving, financial literacy, whatever. And so that began the saga, if you will. And several of us got involved, and then through a process of elimination, it eventually turned into on my table. And that was where we got some of the public involved, and we got Ent Credit Union involved through a recommendation from one of our people on board, and that's how it all started. And so we're really looking to serve the needs of people who are turning 65, looking at retirement or even pre-retirement, because it's such a huge shift in your life. And so that's what we wanted to do. And besides, the Area Agency on Aging serves seniors all these many, many years throughout the United States. This is just part of it.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Bree, what about you? What led you to doing what you do today?
Yeah, so I work for Ent Credit Union. I've been with Ent Credit Union for 12 years, and my path started certainly on our member-facing side, which was phenomenal, but eventually led me to helping our team teach financial literacy across Colorado. And this series is just one of the many components to that, but this series is near and dear to my heart because I truly believe that in order for people to feel empowered about where they're going, education is so key. And so as we're talking about this series, and it's been 8 years that we've partnered on this series, so that's truly been pleasurable all along the way. But certainly educating our community and sharing these resources and information with them so that they can really feel empowered to go into their retirement years is just so key.
Fantastic. I look forward to diving into talking about this series and really what the goal is with it. We were talking before the show here today that, you know, the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments really is a collaborative of more than a dozen local municipalities and entities that have come together to jointly tackle regional issues and things like that. One of which is, you know, serving our aging population, which is your primary role, Pamela, at the Area Agency on Aging. You know, tell our listeners just a recap. Because I know we want to get into the nuts and bolts of the retirement series, but you know, who is the Area Agency on Aging?
Well, glad you asked, Greg. There are 16 Area Agencies on Aging in the state of Colorado, and we all operate differently, meaning some of us are under the umbrella of other organizations and some of us are standalone. Our whole mission is to serve the older population, particularly ages 60 and over. And we do that through information and assistance. We do that our well-known and well-loved Yellow Book, which is probably the oldest book or assistance book, resource book in the community. And actually our new version came out just recently for 2022. And we have people who answer the phones and try to give people resources where they don't know where to go. We also have a voucher program, a homemaker voucher program, and we also house the local SHIP office, the State Health Insurance Program, which is a program that helps with all things Medicare. We have 5 certified counselors, and we help people with Medicare and Medicaid. We help people along their road, again, of getting into retirement and stepping in there gracefully rather than tripping and making a mistake and regretting it later in their life. The Area Agency on Aging prides itself on resources for the community. So whichever community you live in, you can always go to that Area Agency on Aging and be directed to different resources.
Wonderful. And I want to highlight that word resources. We have a lot of listeners who listen online, a lot of folks who live even out of state when they tune into Senior Talk. And me being a guide or a resource to folks who call us and inquire about help, sometimes I work with folks out of state as well. And I always say a first go-to is contact your local Area Agency on Aging.
Right.
Most regions across the country have Area Agencies on Aging in place. In fact, it was something that was partially or mostly funded by the Older Americans Act.
Exactly.
So from a federal level, your region, wherever you are, should have some form of an Area Agency on Aging to be that first contact, that resource, that go-to to help you connect the dots and really, I always say, put the puzzle together when you don't really know what the end picture is supposed to look like. That's the task that we're doing.
If I can, the beauty of this series as well, throughout the pandemic, what we discovered is we still wanted to make sure that individuals were getting this information. These used to be in-person sessions, but we have moved them to virtual for that reason. It's gone across Colorado, but certainly for the listeners outside of Colorado, feel free to join us as well. It's through Zoom, so we're able to have our presenters join us that way as well as our audience. So happy to have anyone from anywhere join in on these sessions.
Love it.
Yeah, we have worked very hard to get resources for our individuals, whichever community they're in, through the Area Agency on Aging, through the SHIP offices, and actually through the Colorado legal folks who helped us get resources for our estate planning folks.
Excellent. You know, the perfect segue to dive into this education series. You know, successful retirement really means, you know, making important decisions, planning ahead. You know, you've got to consider financial, medical, legal, social. I mean, there's a plethora of retirement challenges that we face and that we really should look at as we start to plan. Area Council of Governments, Ent Credit Union, they've partnered together with local experts to offer a 6-part educational series for our community. How did this idea even come about?
Gosh, when we first got started, Bree, if you don't mind, I'll just start and you can chip in there. When we first got started and we were working with Ent, we put together a couple of different resources that we thought people would want. We brought in, I think, a speaker from AARP. We brought in some housing people. And we actually had some local, our Area Agency on Aging people. And we did our first consortium. And then we realized, gosh, there's a lot more that we can do here. And with Ent's help, we added a few other professionals. And we have what we have today, which is the 6-part series. Again, it was 5-part. Before that, it was 4-part. We've been working with the Social Security Administration for several years. We were working with them actually prior or almost at the same time that we started working with Ent. So they're part of this as well. So that's really exciting. Anything you want to add to that, Bree?
I'd love to add that throughout the feedback, we've really reiterated this program to be what the public wants it to be,
exactly,
what our audience wants it to be. So we take each piece of feedback very seriously. And as they've commented on the various speakers, as we've asked what more they want, we've made sure that the series reflects that.
We send out a survey, Greg, after each module, and we ask for honest feedback. And then we put people on mailing lists only if they want to be on the mailing list for the next series that comes about. And you can attend as many or of these sessions as you want to, and because there's so much to learn.
Excellent. So. And I'd like to take an opportunity to commend Ent for your just community involvement in general. I'm a fan of Ent, so you've got my personal endorsement. My business banks at Ent, so Ent is my go-to. But tell us, Bree, you know, why has Ent partnered with the Area Agency on Aging for the last 8 years for this retirement series?
Well, thank you so much for your membership as well. But really, I think where it starts is kind of the difference sometimes between credit unions and banks. And as a credit union, we're a not-for-profit entity, meaning that any and all of our profits go back to our membership in some way. So typically, that can also be through education. And so for our member owners, because if you are a member of a credit union, you are an owner, we want to make sure that you're feeling empowered with your money. We talked certainly before this session about financial literacy overall, and regardless of how you learned about it or whether you didn't, it doesn't always mean the information was correct. So it may have been generational, you may have learned from your parents or grandparents or caregivers in some way. It doesn't mean that even what they were doing was quite the way that it should have been done, or even the way that it's going to work well for you. So certainly through our journey as a credit union, the credit union philosophy is people helping people. And financial literacy just weeds right into that. And at ENT, we want to improve the financial standing of our members. We want to improve their financial lives. So partnering on certainly this series and also the financial literacy that we do in the community is very important to us to make sure that our members, members of the community in general, feel more empowered with their money.
Wonderful. You know, who are these classes designed for?
Gosh, these classes are designed for people ages 50 to 64 and over if they would like to add to their already retired life if they are retired. Now, keep in mind, Greg, more and more people are not retiring at 62 to 65. They are working later in life due to other issues that we may get into, we may not, but more and more people are working longer in their life. Anyway, 50 to 64 ages are the people that we are focusing on.
Wonderful.
I'd love to add as well that there is certainly a movement of individuals that are looking to retire earlier than the designated 65. So certainly if you find yourself in that boat, this is also for you. If you also find yourself caring for someone else or really helping someone else along their journey to retirement, this is also for you at any age. We'll talk about the individual sessions, but just depending on what they are, some of the sessions are very relative to the information today. Some of them are more broad, thinking of your life, and sometimes that begins as early as your teens, thinking about how you want to live, how you want to set up your life and prepare for each stage, even as it pertains to retirement.
Yeah. Good information to have at any age, and probably the earlier you equip yourself with that knowledge, the more options you're going to have to be able to retire.
Yes, certainly the best.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
you
the
know.
Series acts as an impetus for people to, if nothing else, start thinking about What is my life going to be like? Do I care? Do I just want to live in the moment? Or, you know, what's going to happen when I turn a certain age?
Is that the goal of this series? I mean, what are we hoping to accomplish?
We're hoping for people to have an instrument, a tool to help them plan and think about how they want to shape their future. Because where they're going into is not where they've been, I can guarantee that. And it's a whole different world. And we try to provide the tools. We try to provide the speakers. We have some dynamite speakers in the community, which I would like to mention somewhere in the conversation, and give them some kudos, because many of them have been with us for a period of time as well. And they really introduce people into their life as going into that retirement phase, if you want to use the word retirement.
Well, and that's the whole thing. The word retirement doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop working, or that it's the same definition for everybody.
No.
I'll add,
exactly.
Over the past few years, as a good portion of that 55 and older population has left the workforce, I encourage you, if you're bored, come back to the workforce. We need you. There's tremendous skill set and knowledge that really is needed in today's workforce, regardless of the industry. But retirement doesn't mean you have to stop working.
Absolutely.
Retirement is freedom. Retirement is flexibility. Retirement is options, as far as I see it. But equip yourself with the knowledge. Let's get to the nuts and bolts. You know, when does this series kick off? How do listeners get involved? How can they get information and register and attend?
You want me to start, Bree? I'll go ahead and start.
Sure.
You want to start? Okay. August 15th is our kickoff, folks. August 15th at 4 o'clock. All the sessions start at 4 o'clock. And you can register online at ppacg.org/events. And then also, if you're on the ENT site, Bree will tell you how to access it from her side of the picture.
Yeah, it's just ent.com/events, but what ours does is directs them directly to Pamela's website here. Just again, that ppacg.org/events. So whether you go to ent's website or the PPACG website, you're going to get to the same place.
And this is a virtual series, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It is. It is. August 15th, 22nd, 29th. We skip 1 week for the holiday.
Okay.
And then we jump into the 19th, or the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th.
Is it free? That's a good question to ask. Or does it cost money to attend?
Absolutely not. It's totally free.
Okay.
We just need your enthusiasm and your interest.
Okay. Wonderful.
Well, and even if you're short on enthusiasm, many of our individuals join virtually, cameras off. There's no real pressure to come with cameras on. If you're doing something else, we understand that it's 4 o'clock. For our working folks, snag that little time on your calendar, mark it private if you need, but join us. Join us because it typically goes right about an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Just depending on the session, and we can wrap you up right by the time your workday ends, head on home, spend the time with your family. We chose that time certainly with our listeners and with our audience to make sure that that works well. Love to have you join us in any capacity that you can.
And I know life is busy, and we all have 100 things we're supposed to be doing at any given time, but this really is a wise investment. That's free, to educate yourself and to really equip yourself to really tackle and define what you want your retirement to look like, and to put tools on your tool belt, as I always say, to really be able to approach it with the most options as possible. Take a few moments here. We're going to highlight each of these classes, right? So we've got six. 8 years doing this, six-part series. August 15th, 4 p.m., Medicare Basics. What are we going to cover?
Well, we have a dynamo speaker. Roma Costanza is our Medicare expert. She has been in the field for 20 years doing this, and we are going to cover the basics. We're going to cover what is Medicare. We call it Medicare 101. You know, what are the parts? What are the pieces and parts of Medicare, and what do you need to know? And she does a fantastic job of summarizing what the particulars are and where to go from there.
Why is this topic important? I know personally I could spend hours and hours and hours trying to learn about Medicare and still not fully understand it. But why are we focusing on, you know, Medicare 101?
Can I add really quick, Pamela? There's no shortage of information. If you look out there, you're exactly right. There's tons of information
based on...
It's confusing. I need someone who is an expert
on this, like Roma, to say, hey, Greg, here's an hour and a half, and I'm going to give you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was going to add. So you've got the expert. You have the ability to ask the questions.
Oh, that's very important.
Yes.
She's live. All of these are live.
Now, we do have them recorded, so you can watch them after the fact.
Okay.
But then
Excellent.
You miss the opportunity of asking those questions. So if you can join us live, very much preferred.
Wonderful.
You know, Greg, people are stepping into these two huge bureaucracies, which is Medicare and Social Security. And that all happens when you age in place and you get older. So people need to know how to navigate that whole system. And Medicare is huge with that, and that's what Roma helps you do in this Medicare 101.
The scary thing about Medicare, too, what I've learned from Roma, listening to Roma, there's a way to do it wrong.
There is a way to do it wrong.
That's the complicated part, is if you go about it the wrong way, you can actually be missing out on a lot of money, a lot of coverage, and just understanding what it is that it covers. So joining this session, hearing from the wonderful Roma, will really get you in line for what you need.
And if you've avoided learning about Medicare with the notion that Medicare and Social Security are going away, they're not. They're just changing and evolving like everything else. So don't count on that as your retirement planning, to just assume it's going away and not going to be there. This is information you need to know, need to learn, and need to be able to adapt with as time goes on. August 22nd is the next one. 4 p.m. Again, a nice convenient time. It's online, which is good. It's virtual, I guess, is the technical term for that. But it is live, which means you get that wonderful opportunity and probably the most important opportunity to do questions and answers, which is phenomenal. August 22nd, 4 p.m., estate planning. What are we covering here?
You bet. We have a prestigious attorney who's worked with us for many years. His name is Skip Morgan with Morgan Legal Offices, and he specializes in wills, trusts, estate planning, probate, to name a few. And he does a very lighthearted presentation on estate planning and has a lot of different tools that he has up his sleeve. Do you want to add anything to that,
Bree? I'd love to add. I think a common theme across all of these is going to be common misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And I think Skip does a wonderful job really covering those common misconceptions on what you'll hear from others. The uniqueness of estate planning is also so key. What you've heard from someone else and avoid probate and do this, that's not true for your situation. That may have been very true for their situation and they may now do it differently, but it's unique to you. You have to make sure that you're following along with your situation, and he shares so many tips and tricks on really how to avoid missing out on thousands of dollars with unnecessary costs. So, wonderful presentation.
Absolutely. And estate planning is one of those ones that you just don't want to try to tackle on your own.
We wouldn't recommend it.
There are a lot of things you can get wrong. Skip Morgan, as you mentioned, decades-long experience here in Colorado Springs, is a well-known, trusted expert in this field. Let's throw out that contact information again. I want to make sure we get that out a couple of times. How can folks learn more, register, find out how am I going to get info on these events?
Well, at the Area Agency on Aging, it's ppacg.org/events, and you'll be able to see right there how to sign up for all of these education classes. If you don't have time to do that, you can always call our main number, 479-471-2096, and you'll be directed to someone who can give you all the details of what you're looking for.
One of the beauties of the registration as well is it allows you to register for any or all of the sessions in one registration.
Okay,
so you can actually click through all six. Even if you're not sure you're going to make all six, what you'll get by registering is just all of the materials that's going to be sent out for each session, a reminder for each session, which, sure, I don't speak for myself. We all can use a reminder or two. So it's just the one link. You can choose to register for two, all six, completely up to you.
And I'm going to encourage listeners, whether you can make it or not, register. As Bree mentioned, you're going to get the information one way or the other, whether you're able to attend or not. And it's going to be recorded, so there'll be access to links later. Register now so you can access it at the events live or after. Moving right along, third in our series of six, we have August 29th, 4 p.m., what I'll call Retire by Design. What does this mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jane Barton, who is a local aging expert who specializes in providing educational programs in change and transition and caregiving, to name a few, she definitely gives an incredible presentation on how can you take the time to design what you want, not what your neighbor wants, not what your cousin wants. What do you want in your retirement? And it gives you an opportunity so that you can step into that in a proactive stance rather than a reactive stance. And her presentations are absolutely delightful. She uses a lot of different picturesque kinds of things and explains things so well. She does it very, very well, and she's actually spoken to the nation with or different national groups. So she is spot on with her information, right, Bree?
Absolutely. Whenever we talk about this series, I can't help but paraphrase the iconic Dolly Parton, because what she says is just never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life.
Love it.
And I think that what Jane covers is really that people do that, that we get so used to our working relationships, we get so used to our life the way that it is, we fall into this routine, and then when that routine stops, some people are just completely at a loss.
Right.
For their social interactions, for anything that they did, they thought that their hobbies were going to keep them busy. And what I'll also say is I think that the pandemic itself kind of put a few of us to a pause, and what we thought would keep us busy, Netflix and all those other things, were not as exciting as we might have thought before we had the time to do them. So really thinking about your hobbies, she goes into just a lot of those different things on what your life is going to look like.
Yeah, right. The glamour loses its appeal after a few weeks of nothing but Netflix, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
All right, moving right along. You know, we're going to take a break for Labor Day, right?
Right?
And then we're going to return with the series on September 12th, 4 p.m., Making the Golden Years Golden.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
That's a newly added session that ENT ourselves, the ENT team, runs. What it is it's a simulation into your retirement years. So you get documents that will help you kind of through this. So if anyone has access to a printer, there are also PDFs that can be edited there. But it goes over 7 different topics of what it's going to look like in retirement. Everything from housing, transportation, entertainment, even gifts and donations. If you have a family, what sort of grandparent are you going to be? Are you going to be the one giving the little bit of money in the card, which is just as appreciated, or are you going to be giving those lavish gifts? So definitely excited to dig into that and have folks really kind of peer into that lifestyle across those categories and see how they want it to look like.
One of my favorite questions to ask older folks as I go out and meet with them and interact with them, I always say, you know, are the golden rear, you know, is it really the golden years? And never once have I had anybody tell me, yes, Greg, it's everything it was cracked up to be. They say the only thing golden about the golden years is how much everything costs.
You're not wrong. I think it comes down to preparation. Absolutely. What do you want it to look like? And being intentional and what that's going to be is super key.
Love it.
Pamela, any more to add?
I just think it's a really important the module that we're adding with ENT Credit Union. And Bree's team are very professional in what they do, and they break it up very nicely into different components and what they're talking about. So I really, you know, we're very excited to add this, and of course we'll be adding it again for next year, and looking for perhaps any of these components if we need to break them down, and even have another component that if we get a survey response that wants more of this or that, you know, we're open. So
wonderful. September 19th, 4 p.m., Social Security 101. And we're starting to run a little bit low on time, but give me a recap. Social Security 101.
Okay. Really quickly, Josh Weller, who is a public affairs specialist out of Denver, covers Colorado and Wyoming. He's been doing this for about 10 to 12 years himself, and he speaks to Social Security 101, basics of retirement. He does do a little bit with survivors, disability, but it's enough to give people a taste and an understanding of what they're stepping into when they go into retirement.
Wonderful. And finally, the last piece of our 6-part series from the Area Agency on Aging and ENT Credit Union. We've got September 26th, 4 p.m., Meaning and Purpose.
I'll introduce the speaker, and then I'll let Bree talk about the session. We have the Honorable Dr. Sarah Qualls, who specializes in clinical general psychology. And she is
best of the best.
Yeah, she's dynamite. She does work at UCCS and also the Aging Center. And her whole theme is meaning and purpose. So, Bree, do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So Dr. Qualls does an amazing job really just digging into what is the meaning and purpose. How are you spending your time? Is that meaningful to you? This session also has the ability to do a little bit of journaling, which I think is so great for individuals that like to do that, just to really look inside and think about how you want to spend your time and what those golden years are going to look like for you.
I love it. Fantastic. As always, time goes by very quickly in this studio. It's fascinating how quickly it goes. We're about out of time. I want to thank both of you for taking the time to join us today. Before we go, Pamela, Bree, how can our listeners get in touch with you, find out how to register for these events?
So the best way is definitely going to the ppacg.org/events. That's where you're going to be able to sign up. If you need to reach me at ENT Credit Union, my name is Bree Shalito. Just an email would be best. bshalito, S-H-E-L-L-I-T-O, at ent.com.
And if you want to reach myself, Pamela, at the Area Agency on Aging, that would be PHAUGARD at PPACG.org. And the phone number again is 719-471-2096. We are looking forward to you folks. Don't miss it.
Yes, please join us. And thank you for having us today.
Oh,
yes,
thank you for joining us. And thank you for all that you do for our community and our aging population here. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 8 a.m. and also now on Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. 92.5 FM and KRDO.com for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company.